I think it's because of my upbringing with my grandmother. She will always say, you know, the life that you've chosen will be a very hard life for you. Being the person that you want to be, believing in the person that you want to be, telling the world, I am who I am, and nobody's going to change that. You know, it made me a better person. Because, believe me, when I was young, I used to fight like there was no tomorrow. But I say, I come out and I say it in front of them. I don't swear. I just tell them the truth straight away, you know, straight at their face. You know, but I'm no longer that violent person, you know. I do things with love. I do things with care. And
what do you think is the basic realization here?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know? There's no difference between us here.
I don't know if there's any difference.
I think what we realize is people think, oh, ladies are fine because they're not being shot in the streets or thrown into jail.
They're happy cleaning
and
our
they're
houses
happy.
And serving us.
And they love cleaning our houses, and they're lucky to be doing that. So to hear about their actual lives, I think, is a sudden realization for people. It's something that we found when our first film about gay life in rural America went around to rural communities. People always said either, well, we don't have any gays in this community, or, which of course was wrong, or they said, oh, they're fine. We don't have a problem with them. And of course, what they meant was they keep their mouth shut and they keep it in the closet, so there's
stay
not a problem
place.
With them.
Yeah.
But when they realize how painful that can be, it's very painful to live your life in the closet, and how many problems kids might have had at school where they're beat up and all that, then it suddenly comes to them, oh, it's not really okay. And hopefully, the best people who are really good-hearted, think, hey, I should be an advocate for them, and I should be an advocate for standing up for rules and processes and a climate that is more accommodating.
That's why I always say, well, is there a difference? Is there any difference between you and me? No, I don't think so.